Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Mentoring Minute. Today I want to talk about disentangling from destructive alliances, a path to divine alignment. You know, in my life for many years, I struggled with deceptive, weakening, and negative relationships that hindered my walk with God and delayed my destiny, till the day came that I broke those connections in the spirit and took practical steps to distance myself from those who didn't deal with me or see me as God did. The result was anything but miraculous. My life blossomed. Prayers I'd prayed for many years were quickly answered. Doors opened and the favor of God characterized the steps of my life. And you can have this freedom and breakthrough as well as you participate in your own recovery and deliverance through the knowledge of God and your prayers as well. Many believers unknowingly carry burdens from past agreements, betrayals, broken relationships that hindered their spiritual growth. We have to recognize the subtle ways in which these ungodly covenants and soul ties can obstruct the fulfillment of God's promises in our lives. This teaching aims to shed light on how to identify and dismantle these detrimental connections, providing a way, making room for divine alignment, connection, and relationships that promote God's plan and your destiny. First, we need to recognize unholy agreements, agreements with iniquity and the spirit of betrayal that can manifest in various forms, unhealthy relationships, compromised moral choices, or even inherited patterns. These alliances create spiritual footholds that allow darkness to operate in our lives, and recognizing these connections is the first step toward freedom. Say, well, how do I recognize them? They're already coming to your mind. You could sit down and take a pen and make a list of 10 situations, relationships, covenants, agreements, choices that you've made, that have impeded your freedom and have dampened the unfolding of your destiny. What's the point of this? Is it about being condemned? No, it's about what 2 Corinthians 13:5 says. Examine yourselves to see whether you're in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize, Paul says, that Christ is in you, unless, of course, you fail the test. What is the test? Rooting out everything in our lives and every connection, no matter how tender, that compromises our walk with God in finding ourselves in His favor, pursuing the purposes that He has for us. This process of disentangling involves a deliberate, there's the practical side of it. Many people have appropriated the spiritual reality of God's hand breaking these things in their life, but they don't follow up with the practical things that need to be done. Identifying, removing individuals, breaking patterns that consistently lead us away from God's intended path. So, well, what would that be? Those faces are coming up before you right now. That's the ones that God's talking about. You have to make a firm decision to prioritize the Holy Spirit's guidance over any earthly attachment. This is part of what Paul meant in 2 Corinthians 5:17 when he says, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. Well, part of the old being gone is cooperating with God, removing and disentangling us from those things that have nothing to do with our bright future in Him. They just engender the ongoing pain and wounding of past fracture. And renouncing ungodly affiliations is a powerful act of reclaiming our spiritual authority. It involves explicitly rejecting any allegiance that grieves the Holy Spirit or aligns us with darkness. We must dismantle these connections, breaking every vow and association that ties us to iniquity. You know, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 10:4, though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world, but on the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. And what are the strongholds? Are they keeping the enemy out? No, they're keeping you on this side of fulfilling your destiny in God. And they're broken through the power of the Spirit, engaged through prayer, and the follow-up. Please don't forget the follow-up of the practical steps you have to make. Blocking that person from your phone, blocking them from social media. Stop looking over the back fence into what's happening in their life, because that opens up the avenue for that spirit that's operating in them to begin to contaminate your future. It doesn't matter what they're doing. You have to let go of that. Let go of the betrayal and allow God to move you forward. You know, I don't like the term soul ties. We don't really have a better word for it, but ungodly soul ties often formed through deep emotional bonds or traumatic experiences can create lasting spiritual entanglements. Similarly, curses stemming from past actions and even ancestral patterns in your family line can perpetuate cycles of negativity, and we must actively break these ties. How do we do it? With our words, with our prayers, and the practical actions to separate ourselves and to put distance between us and those things, whether it's an activity, a relationship. This is how God, the scripture says in Colossians 1:13, that he's delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. But we have to participate. You have to know that there's a practical side that you have to apply yourself to. I know I had a dear friend for 30 years that when I was down, when I'd been kicked and stomped and struggling, he was there to pour in the oil and the wine. But then when I would stand up and begin to move in God, into God's plan for my life, he literally would become my enemy. And on various times and different years, right when God was opening doors and souls were being saved and things were moving forward, he would step up and by some action, word, or betrayal, he would just torpedo everything God was doing in my life. And I had to come to the place, I had to put my foot down and say, as much as I count that man a friend, we have to go our separate ways. I wasn't bringing out was he a devil? I just say I wasn't bringing out the best in him, and he definitely was not the kind of support and the kind of friend that Jesus said sticks closer than a brother, because he would fellowship with me in the struggle, but he would not walk with me in the victory. That's a relationship that has to go. We must resolutely refuse to participate in ourselves. We think of ourselves as being victims of betrayal, but what about betrayal that we've perpetrated, whether against God, his people, or his principles? This includes rejecting the wages of iniquity. When we make those compromises, it's because we get something out of it. We have to reject those things and distance ourselves from any spiritual compromise, recognizing that redemption is available through Christ's sacrifice, allows us to break free from these destructive cycles. Understanding these principles is critical. It's crucial for your spiritual liberation. We are called to actively participate in our own deliverance by recognizing, renouncing, and breaking any ungodly connections that impede our relationship with God. And this is not a passive process. It isn't something God does in us. God brings the liberty, but we have to walk in it. That's why the scripture says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. God can bring the deliverance, but we have to arm ourselves, clothe ourselves. We have to stand up and walk in that deliverance in very practical ways. You don't take that phone call you no longer spend time with that person. You start distancing yourself from that circumstance and situation that opened the door for the enemy to just pour cold water on the fire of God and everything the Lord wants to bring about in your life. So it's about self-examination, conducting a thorough self-assessment. Well, I don't know if I'm qualified. Listen, your spirit will talk to you. Anything that makes you do a double take, pray to interpret. Anything that has a question mark to it, it's questionable. Set it aside. If it's of God, He'll bring it back in a cleansing, uplifting way. But we have to be willing to not let anything, any relationship that impedes the heart of God, the character of God, and being manifest in us and causing us to be light in the world, anything that diminishes that, we need to separate ourselves from. Deliberate separation. Purposely distance yourself from individuals or environments that consistently lead you to a posture of spiritual compromise. Verbal renunciation. You have to speak to these things like they were a living, thinking entity because the demonic is behind it. Explicitly, out of your mouth, reject ungodly agreements. Repent for having made them in the first place. Vows and soul ties in the name of Jesus. And forgive those who have wronged you. And forgive yourself. Release them and release yourself from all bitterness and resentment. And then just seek ongoing spiritual growth through prayer, scripture study, and fellowship with other believers. And you know that I hear that part of the counsel is put down a lot. Oh, read your Bible, pray. Listen, He's a simple Savior. Paul said in the 2 Corinthians, I'm concerned that you're being seduced away from the simplicity in Christ. We want to have all these convoluted, complex, arcane, almost medieval processes we put ourselves through and call it deliverance, call it inner healing. Let me tell you something. You can walk yourself. How did the children of Israel get out of the wilderness? On their feet. God brought them out, but they then had to put feet to that obedience and walk out in faith out of the wilderness into that place of blessing that He had for them. I hope this gives you something to think about. I'm praying for you that God will just show you, He will illuminate to you and give you just the practical understanding. It's not about how profoundly spiritual or esoteric you are. It's about the simplicity of responding to the tug of the Holy Spirit, identifying those things that He brings up before your face, even during the course of this brief teaching, and then pray them out and deal with them and separate yourself and see the liberty that God brings you. God bless you.